This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Is the American dream turned into an American nightmare?
In some parts of America, I would say yes. I think there is some vast improvements that we need to make. For the first time in a long time, I feel like a lot more people are feeling hopeless. And we can take a poll, like, are you, everyone in chat, do you feel as if you are able to make more money now than you were maybe, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago? I think this is a true eye test. I think more people are more concerned, feeling hopeless. Revenue and money is not flowing as easily. So because of all the debt, things that we talked about earlier, I wouldn't say that it's a dream state. And if we're going to be very honest, I said it before, but even the American dream of owning a home, 3-bedroom with a white picket fence, that was a banking product. Student loans are a banking product. That was a way for banks to ensure that they would have enough money coming in for a few generations. That's why you can't file bankruptcy on a student loan debt. So we're not in the nightmare phase yet, but I think if we don't fix some of these issues, we will be entering a purgatory. I keep saying it, and I don't know how to express it better, but I don't know if the last two presidents will be able to run any Fortune 500 companies. And if they can't run Rivian. So why should you be president?
President of the United States?
So they can't run this economy, and they can't.
It's not going well.
It's a valid point. I just don't like the idea of the American dream. Like you say, like, who's the author of it? What's the premise of it? It never really worked for us. It never was designed for us. And so I think, like, what we're doing is creating more realities than anything. Like, I don't want anybody to have a dream. I want them to look at their reality, see how they can shape it, how they can mold it, how they can create something that's inspirational for themselves and their family and others. So is it dead? I mean, we've been awake for a while. I never looked at American.
I love that. I mean, I don't want it to be doom and gloom, so I do want to ask you, going to an InvestFest, like, what are three tips you would give them to build a multi-million-dollar brand if you were starting from scratch?
Find a way to impact the most amount of people that you can possibly can. Mm-hmm. Something that, you know, is extremely impactful, revolutionary. A lot of times people start businesses just to make money. I don't feel like that's the best way to go about it. I feel like a business should be started with impact first, and then mm-hmm. finances second. So you should look to see how can I add value, how can I be impactful, how can I change people's lives, and then focus on the business revenue model later. That's my opinion. Of course, you know, relationships, I'm very big on that. So mentorship, I would seek mentorship. I would seek all kinds of different relationships in the industry. I would, you know, join different organizations of people in your industry. If you're in trucking, you should be in a trucking organization. You should go to the trucking conference. You should, you know, be on the board of the local trucking chapter in your neighborhood. That's extremely important, to just be, you know, fully involved in whatever you are, whether that's retail, whether that's in mental health services, whether that's in logistics, whether that's in media. Like, you should be, you know, on the inside. Right. And one of the ways to be on the inside is, like I said, join these different organizations, volunteer, go to different events, just build relationships. That's extremely important as well. And really find out a way to be extremely disruptive in the space. And I think if you look at Earn Your Leisure, you know, it's an example of that. All three of those, really, as far as, you know, doing something that had maximum value, as far as could reach millions of people and change people's lives. When you're talking about educating people about finances and investing and buying a home and different things of that nature, that's life changing. So that's the first thing. And then the relationships speak for themselves. As far as everything that we've been able to curate, is all based on relationships. And then the last thing is just being disruptive. You know, I don't think anybody has really been more disruptive than what we've been able to curate as far as in our space of finance.
Yeah.
You know, being able to come and, you know, how we curate the content and deliver the message and use social media and break societal norms when it comes to, you know, finance and different types of business etiquette. We were disruptive. Mm-hmm. And I think great companies are disruptive. Uber is disruptive. Airbnb is disruptive. You know, you have to be disruptive. So you could be disruptive in a variety of different areas, but in order to really, you know, because right now we're in the age of saturation. Everybody has already done something that you're probably looking to do. So how do you separate yourself from that is to, you know, really shake things up.
Yeah, I think I'll just add to it, you know, original messaging, like you said, like the content has to be delivered or your message has to be unique. It's one of those things where we always say where we're looking at the landscape and saying that we're going to do something that's completely out of bounds of what everybody would think, and not allowing people to put us inside of a box, right? It would have been easy to say, like, those are the guys from, they only know business, but we, you know, we hip hop, we sports, we fashion, we travel, we're all these things.
Yeah.
And that makes it very original in itself, because how many people could do that? You know, it's something we take pride in, being able to go chop it up with Joe and everybody at his show, and then also be on Bloomberg. Like, you go from Button to Bloomberg, like, how many people are in a landscape that they can do that? Not many. You know,
sorry they couldn't sit around for the Patreon show. Shout out Corey, but they had to go.
it makes it unique. It makes it original. I think, and this is one of the things that gets overlooked with us, is that having interaction with your audience. A lot of these people live inside of a social media platform, but you never see these people in real life.
Yeah.
And so there's a, you know, there's a guarantee that you're probably going to see us, right? And every time we go somewhere, even when we up here in Toronto, it's like, yo, what are they doing at the block party? Like, yo, we want to see what the city's like. Yo, what are they doing in the after spot? Like, we want to be everywhere, because our audience is everywhere, and our audience is unique and is dynamic, and it goes across all genres in all age ranges. And so we want to show up at Dykeman, and we're going to be watching the game because we love sports. And so that doesn't take anything away from what we do for a living, right? Like, we're able to have conversations about multitude of things, again, because the messaging is unique, but it also encompasses what we really are. And I think the biggest thing, you know, when you're talking about million-dollar brands and billion-dollar brands, is start, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be the number one thing. Like, yeah, you just wait and you wait. And every day that you wait, and I've experienced this myself, you know, being in education, it was just like every year that I waited to take another course, it was like, all right, somebody went ahead. Somebody's gotten ahead. The next crop of people are coming. You know, it's one of those lessons that if you don't have to learn, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right. We had this conversation about tech, and it was like, yo, they're treating this like it's college basketball. They're looking for the next freshman to come in. And every day that you wait to get better, there's another crop of freshmen coming in to take your spot. And so you should look at anything like that. You should definitely look at business like that. Every day you wait, there's a new upcoming class that's coming with innovation. They're coming with disruption. Yep. They're coming with the intent to knock you off the block. So start now.
So, yeah. Well, you got anything to add to it?
Yeah, it's on your hoodie. Consistency is key. Even when the S&P thing came up, like I posted on Instagram, like it's interesting, like how fast time will go. But I remember when S&P Global downrated the United States, it was 12 years ago, but it feels like it was like 4 or 5 years ago when that happened. So be consistent in your craft. Number two, you have to find a gap that no one is filling. So for me, when I used to watch CNBC, shout out to everyone there, Frank, Terranova, Josh, who has a new show on Fridays, check that out. But when I watch CNBC, I know there's restrictions on why, but no one would just say, this company at this price, I'm looking to buy here, get out there. Like, you have to find a need. So even in healthcare, there's a lot of room where people can innovate in healthcare and finance and in tech, how to break into tech, how to build products and sell at scale, I think is key. And then the third for me is like, you have to be able to do something that no one else in the world can do. And when you put those together with the other tips you guys mentioned, like being able to network, and even over the last 2 years, I've been out a lot more as a result, like, because people have to feel your energy and see if they can be able to trust you. But doing something no one else can do, consistently telling people about it and help. And if I can add a bonus one, like, find a way to help a million people for free, regardless of all the criticism I get about pricing, which is always interesting to me, because I'm like, people like, you charge a lot, but I'm like, the majority of people who make money for me for free. So find a way in your craft to be able to help a million people for free. That word will spread, and then the business will come back to you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, gambling terms. Push, a wager that results in a tie. Even money, bet with the same payout as you wager. Legit, knowing where it's truly legal to gamble in Colorado. You can enjoy legal gaming in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, as well as licensed online sports and off-track betting in Colorado. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at playlegitco.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.